Welcome to the Jenningswear Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman, the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that's just right for you. And today's guest is Ali Bierman, who is known as the Queen of Overcoming, as she thrives after two traumatic brain injuries ended life as she knew it. In her altered mind-body state, she constantly reinvents herself, forging her new path in life. Ali shares her journey in her newest book, CDs and DVDs, Thrive, Don't Just Survive. So welcome, Ali. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, two traumatic brain injuries. I mean, that's got to seem hopeless when you're going through it. How do people, and how did you thrive, get through things when it looked hopeless, when you were written off and when everybody else gives up on you?
Well, I came to recognize that I get to choose how I live in every moment. I choose how to feel, and regardless of what's going on in my life, how my body looks, how my world looks, it's up to me to make the choice to look for the good, to find the good. That when the doctor said, learn to live with it, this is as good as it gets, or for other people who are told by somebody they care about, you're not good enough, you have a choice. You don't have to buy into their paradigm. You can create your life your way.
And Ali, you just mentioned appearances and looking a certain way for the rest of your life. I mean, what do you mean when you say that you can heal despite appearances?
Well, I discovered healing does not mean you get to be how you used to be. Healing means accepting yourself as you are now, with whatever limitations, with all the changes happening to your body, to your mind, all the things that throw your life in chaos. And now what I see is I get a gift. I get a gift to get really creative, to reinvent myself in every minute, and to discover new ways to become someone I've never been, so I can do things I've never done, so I can have things I've never had. I really learn to focus on what I want instead of what I don't want, instead of what's wrong, instead of what's missing. Because I and everybody else, we're divine spirits. We're living human experience. And no circumstance can touch my spirit, can hurt my spirit. I know in truth I am whole and perfect. So, yeah, I can't do things the way I used to do them. But I find I can do whatever's important to me. I do it in my own way, my own original way. And I just have to look for that new way of doing what's important to me to do.
And I'm sure that when you discover that new way and you do what you want to do, it's even more rewarding that you've figured this out. It's your own design. And yes, you are innovative and you're adapting. And that can be very, give you that feeling of accomplishment, which I'm sure is really important.
Absolutely. As you just said, it's critical to know I'm accomplishing something every day. So there might be times when I might only have 1 hour where I can do something, but I make a point in every day to find something that's important to me to accomplish that day, and I do whatever it takes to make that happen. And what's really cool is my mind, body, spirit, and the universe are all there for me. So I get the support I need to accomplish whatever it is I need to do. And then afterward, I just need to go do all this extra being very still, resting, whatever I need to do to take care of myself. But it's this whole big loving universe that's supporting me. And my body, mind, spirit is supporting me too. And that's true for everybody. And that's what I want everybody to know you can do no matter how you feel. I work really hard just to appear normal. That's why I know whatever's going on in your life, you can make it to be something that's powerfully important for you.
Ali, your most popular article tells us how to be happy right now. Can you share that formula with us?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite things to do. What you want to do is catch yourself when you feel any way other than happy. And the first thing to do is smile. I'm talking a real smile. And you can tell the difference, how it feels, if it's real or not. And you know what? It takes fewer muscles, therefore less energy, to smile than it does to frown. And the act of smiling sets up a new chemical flow inside you. So you have these happy peptides that are beginning to flow. And while you're smiling, you say to yourself, and say it out loud if you can, I'm choosing to feel happy now. I'm choosing to feel happy now. And you keep saying that while you're smiling for about 10 seconds while you go into your memory and retrieve an actual event where you felt happy and you felt good. Your mind can't tell the difference between what's real and what you imagine. And your body will actually go back into that physical state. You relive that happy moment. Your body chemistry will actually change. Your hormones, your mood will change instantly. And then to solidify your mood change, quickly list 10 things for which you're grateful in this moment. It could be things like, well, for me, that I can use my eyes, that I'm opening my mouth and a sound's coming out, that I can stand up and balance. It could be that the weather's supporting whatever you need to do. You can find 10 things in that moment that allow you to be grateful. And when you create that whole habit of becoming happy and grateful, you're just going to feel happy more often than not.
Allie, I love this formula. It's a great formula. So let's go over it real quickly. We have number one, you catch yourself. Number two, you smile, a genuine smile. Number three, you say, I'm choosing to feel happy now. I'm choosing to feel happy now. For about 10 seconds or so, you repeat this little mantra for yourself. And then you're thinking of a moment in your past when you truly were happy. That's number four. And then number five, you jot down 10 things you're grateful for in this moment. And if you go through all of those steps, you should be happy right there in that moment. Is that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's important to state, I am choosing to feel happy right now. That message goes directly to your subconscious, and that's why it works.
Well, Allie, this is really awesome. I love this information. So inspirational. Quickly, if you have one piece of advice, an overriding message that you want to leave with our listeners today, what would that be?
Love yourself first. It's not selfish. It's mandatory. You cannot give what you do not have. So you need to feel love. You need to feel fueled. You need to feel happy and fulfilled. Then love will actually just ooze out of you. People love to be around you. You'll be able to give, and you'll never have to deal with resentment.
Well, Allie, thank you so much. I would like to remind our listeners that if you'd like to contact Allie Bierman, learn more about her book, audiobook, CDs, and DVDs, Thrive, Don't Just Survive, you can do so on her website, which is thrivedontjustsurvive.com. So thanks again, Allie, for being here.
Thank you so much.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters just like Allie. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger just right for you. Till next time.